encuentro una mami que quiere que yo me le pegue, que la noche entera me entregue.
O'clock here at the studio. You've been listening to Liz on Something About the Women at WMFO in Medford. Last couple of songs, Guantanamera by Celia Cruz, Tequila by Sofia Del Carmen, La Cucaracha by Lila Downs, Bitty Bitty Bom Bom, the 1994 version by Selena, You and Tequila by Deanna Carter, Turn the Beat Around by Gloria Estefan. I played a lot of her music today. I think it appeals to a broad audience. I really like her like vibe, and I like the like 80s vibe of her songs. Loca by Shakira, On the Tequila by Alanis Morissette. I think that song's really light and fun. And lastly, Take It Off by Lil Jon Yandel and Becky G, who is really big in the Latina community for all of her songs that she's been doing lately. And coming up now, Crash Course for the Ravers. Keep it tuned here on WMFO in Medford.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's a blind for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Movies.
Oh, something by Quentin Tarantino
so cool
here.
Is the fact that if you do it right, if you use the right song in the right scene, and it just,
screw it. I was going to play something by him. We'll do it. Here we go. A little bit about Dick Dale. It's his birthday today, and I wanted to play Miserlou and something by Tarantino, speaking about that in Pulp Fiction. But we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I have Frank Rizzano coming up. But this was cool. Happy birthday, Dick Dale. It is a crash course for the Ravers show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I have Smitty coming on today, so he'll be in with some new stuff. Frank Rizzano standing by right here. And this is what I was trying to gather up. It's pretty cool. Happy birthday, Dick Dale. We'll be back soon with Frank Rizzano.
That's one of the things about using music in movies that's, like, so cool, is the fact that if you do it right, if you use the right song in the right scene, and it just, really, when you take songs and put them in a sequence in a movie right, it's about as cinematic a thing as you can do. I mean, it really, you're really doing what movies do better than any other art form, you know? I mean, it really works in this visceral, emotional, cinematic, you know, way that's just, like, special. I mean, it's just really, really special. And when you do it right and you hit it right, then the effect is you can never really hear that song again without kind of thinking about it.
Sisters or Cruise on the Parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. Oh,
what I mean about the headphones, Frank?
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and it puts me in a better mood, too, when we have that music bed going. Keep your headphones on. It will make it easier, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep them on. You know what I mean? Now you can hear the... See?
Oh.
So, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That makes things go smooth. A crash course for the Ravers show, and we have Frank Rizzano here, more known to be a drummer. Actually, and his friend Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here. Thank you.
Right on. And so, Frank, more known for your drumming, right?
Yes.
And but you've... Is this the first time you've done solo stuff?
Well, actually, I started writing...
Speak right into the mic,
I started
Frank.
Writing at a young age, dabbling with it when I was about maybe 15, 16. I had my first guitar. But, you know...
Guitar before the drums.
No, I had the drum. My first drum set I got when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? And I had about 4 drum sets. I got my... A real
by the way, that was Cinnamon Girl by Frank Rizzano that we just heard. Great great job on that.
Oh, thanks.
Neil Young cover.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Put a lot of work into it. So I had 4 drum sets, and I got my real professional one when I was about, I would say, maybe 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
Got this really nice drum set. Actually, my father hit the number, and I just came home.
The
and,
lottery?
No. Down the racetrack, he won a little bit of money.
Okay.
And I think not much, maybe about 10 grand, but it was a lot of money back then.
It still is to me.
And he come home and he just said, hey, you know, just get what you want. And he said that to me and my 2 sisters. And so I picked a drum set. I said, Dad, I need a better drum set. You know, the one I have, it's falling apart. It's like a toy.
Right.
So we went down to Pampelone's in Medford. They're closed now.
Okay.
But we went in there, I looked around. Bought this beautiful drum set, professional, and then it's history from then. Okay, I just
fell in love.
I fell in love with the drums at such an early age. I don't know what happened to me. Then I met a good friend of mine, Sippy. He was the first guitarist I ever played with.
Are these people listening today? Are they Sippy? Sippy still with us?
Yeah, I think he hit the interested button. I think he could be listening.
Great. Hi, Sippy.
Yeah, I hope you're listening, Sips. A little plug for you. He was the actual first guitarist I've ever played with.
Yeah.
And I met him when I was about 13 or 14, and we used to jam at my house where I was living, my parents' house. We used to jam down the basement. And, oh, man, such good memories. It was just him and I, but we sounded like a whole band.
Right.
You know? So, at a great time. And so then...
So, what was your first band?
The first band was Bloodshot.
Okay,
with Sippy, and we...
Are they around here, Boston local?
It was local, around Malden.
Okay.
Malden, Mass area. And so it was him and I. And then we got a couple other guys in the band, Kerry, Steve, a couple other people. I don't know how this came about, but we ended up, getting a gig. I still, till this day, don't know how we got that gig, but we got a gig backing up Aerosmith.
Wow!
Okay? And it was at the
What concert? Yeah.
It was at the Scarborough Fair, and that was located in Revere, Massachusetts.
You going to Scarborough Fair to see Aerosmith and Frank Rizzano?
Yeah, right. No, that was it was a big club. It was a rock club, okay? And we ended up there. We backed him up. I even used his drums. He let me use to save time, you know, so we didn't have to set up 2 drum sets.
Uh-huh.
And that was right before they came out with their the big album. That album that gave them that break.
With Dream On it? What, Get Your Wings?
Dream On. Yeah, it was right before that came out. So they weren't well known at the time, but it was like maybe 6 weeks later that album came out. And oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I'm saying, geez, we just backed them up. I couldn't believe
it. So they weren't big when you saw, that's how you did it.
Well,
they weren't well known yet, but still amazing, yes.
I remember the gig though, and I can remember they blew us away. You know, and I didn't mind at all.
Yeah, you guys are going, these guys should be famous.
Yeah,
well,
I'm in the first band I was ever in.
Right.
And we were only together for maybe a few months, 3 or 4 months, and we get a gig.
What a gig.
Yeah, it was a good gig. So I actually stayed, and I heard them play after. I didn't want to leave. They were so good.
Of course. Well, geez, Frank, you should never leave before, you know. That's what I say. If you have a gig and other bands are playing with you, stay and watch all the bands, all right? Do that. Do them that favor, you know?
Yeah,
they
right.
did it for you.
Yeah.
Well, most of them, probably.
Mm.
Absolutely. So, from there, what band after that?
Okay, after that, I took a little break, and then I met a guy by the name of Ray Paul.
Nice.
And
Ray was on the show not long ago.
Yes, he was. I checked that one out. It was very good. I love his music. Mm-hmm. Even the new stuff with the new
Ray
band.
Paul was a big name in the Boston area for sure.
The new reincarnation.
We'll play some of his stuff in a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's fantastic. What the heck is the name of that song? This is a song I can't think. My mind just went blank. But it's a really good song he has out. They're all good. I love them all.
You can't remember the Ray Paul song?
Well, there's a bunch of them. A new one that he didn't do.
Brand new. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll forgive you then.
Oh, yeah. I remember all the stuff we did.
Of course.
But a lot of good memories. We met from an ad in the paper. Now, there's a little discrepancy about that. I could have sworn that it was my ad in the paper, and he called me.
Yeah. Hey, I got a phone call. Let's see who this is, all right?
Sure.
It could be him. I swear. I really don't know.
Yeah.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian Young. Smitty here. How's it going, man?
Okay, it's Smitty. This is our next guest. See, I'm the most honest man you'll ever meet. That sounded like a setup, and it would have been awesome if it was Ray Paul. But I'm psyched to hear Smitty.
Yeah.
You at the front door, Smitty?
Yeah, do your interview, and when you cut the music, come on down. I'm listening in. This is a great interview.
Thank you, Smitty. I have some help today. Glenn will let you in.
All right, very good. Well, I'm just hanging out front. Take your time. All good.
Thanks, Smitty. And look, we got another call. Maybe this is Ray Paul.
I hope so.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's Jim.
Jimmy James. Hey, someone's letting Smitty.
Jimmy James in the house, but he can't get in.
Are you in the front at the front door?
Yeah.
Okay, someone's coming down, man. You with Smitty?
I'm with Smitty, man.
Okay.
Me and Smitty have been hanging here for about a half hour. It's real cool.
All right, man. We'll see you in a bit. I got to continue my interview with Frank Rizzano. I'm so sorry, Frank.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought that could might add to the interview, but
sure,
it was just those meatheads.
I remember the name. I think it's called I Need Your Love by Ray Paul.
I Need Your Love.
Yeah, no, that's I'm not playing on that, but it's a really, really good song, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe later.
Yeah, you got to play that. But he's part of my history. That's why I had to bring him up.
Of course. I would have brought it up if you didn't. Hey, you're on the show because you were with him. Ray's my pal.
Right. He's a good guy.
Sure.
I met him when I was about 16 or 17. I don't know. I think it was my ad. Maybe it was his ad. I don't know. But we met through an ad in the paper.
Cool.
And he gave me, when we talked on the phone, I'll never forget that first conversation. He gave me his vision. Of what he had planned, what he wanted to do.
Right.
Now, here I am, just a kid now, 16, 17. He's telling me, I'm going to be making a record, I'm going to be playing all over New England. Now, I'm hearing this, and I'm saying, oh, my God. I mean, this is what I want to do. It's clicking with me immediately,
This guy's saying, he's preaching your thoughts here.
Yeah, right. So I'm saying, this is what I want to do. This is the guy I want to jam with immediately and see what comes out of it. So, and he's telling me, he's doing a 45. Right away, I'm on cloud nine.
Right.
You know, I'm saying me at such a young age. So, anyway, we jammed at my parents' house down the basement, okay? And it just went over really well. I can remember, I think the very first song, it was down the basement at my parents' house where we first got together. We jammed in Malden.
Yep.
And I can remember the very first song he played down there. It was a Raspberries tune, I think. I might even have it on tape because I used to record my practice sessions. Not all of them, but once in a while, I just hit the record button on a little shitty, you can't swear, a little crappy tape recorder,
Right. I heard schnitty, by the way. I didn't hear a swear at all.
Okay. Yeah, I used to record a little crappy tape recorder,
Yep.
And sometimes I'd hit the record button. So the quality is terrible, but it's a great memory for me to have. The very first song that he played when we got together was, I think, a Raspberries tune, and he played it almost exactly like the record. I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
It just really felt right. It felt right. I can't describe the feeling. And then we did a medley of Raspberries tunes and Beatles down my basement there, and everything was just gelling, very tight.
Well, and Ray Paul got pretty big, too. Were you with Ray Paul when he was, like, successful locally anyway?
Yeah. Well, it was him and I in the beginning only. All right. With the
just
help,
you two?
No. Well, when we went in the studio to record the 45, Lady Be Mine and Hold It, we had some help from Kurt Nahersey, known as Mr. Kurt.
Right.
And another woman, Connie somebody, I forget her name.
Kurt was another great guest on the show not long ago.
Oh, I remember his show. I listened, and it came through well. Really?
Thank you.
He's a great musician.
He sure is.
Just really, really creative. He's a creative guy. You know, I enjoy listening
I'd
to
like
his
to thank all my guests, including you, Mr. Frank Vizzano.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And coming from you, that's a compliment. It really is, you know. So anyway, Ray finally says, okay, we're going in the studio to record a record. I'm only 16, 17 years old. I mean, I'm on cloud nine. You know, I was like, I thought I was like way ahead of my age on drums or whatever. I don't know. But all these other guys I played with, you know, they were a little bit older than me.
Sure.
Not a little bit. I don't know. Maybe Ray, I think he was maybe about 8 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells me we're making a record. We go in the studio. I'm very happy, excited. I'm making a record. I'm only 16 or 17. And then all of a sudden, the record's done. We started getting played all over the friggin' New England, the major radio stations, everything.
BCN,
all the...
COZ?
All of them, yeah. Right. You know, so I couldn't believe it. We're getting ads in the paper, and I'm just a young kid at the time. I mean, I was just so happy. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know.
Thank you, Ray Paul.
If it wasn't for him, I don't know what direction I would have went in with music. I mean, it really, he had a lot to do with it.
That's awesome.
And if you're listening, thank you, Ray. I mean, I appreciate all you've done.
Well, let's get to we heard you cover of Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. Yeah. Do another cover. Well, what do you want to hear from this?
Okay. I don't know. Can I take a look at the lineup?
Yeah. All right. You don't know your own CD?
This is a brand new one, too, okay?
Talking to the mic, yeah. Please.
Okay, this is a new one. It's an original song.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do everything on it. It's called Live It Up.
Okay, so I guess we're not going to do the cover. This one's called Live It Up.
Hold on. This one here has been number one on SoundClick for like 8 weeks.
Okay.
In front of many, many bands.
What track is it, Frank?
It's number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Okay, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Frank Vizzano. Songs, Live It Up, did he say?
It's called Live It Up, yep.
That's Kiss.
Nope, I happened to name, I didn't,
okay,
I
you said, you're not doing a cover, but it's a different song, different song.
I forgot it was actually the same title as a Kiss
that
song.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter,
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we have it so, yeah, yep. Never mind. Here's Frank Vizzano on MFO.
All right.
And I got the wrong one going. We'll start you over, Frank. What song is it? Number two?
Number two, yeah. You got
number
it.
Number two. On two.
club down in the Soho way. You drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. La 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 Lola.
5 WMFO in Medford, and we're back with Frank Rizzano. And your cover of the Kinks' Lola there, great stuff. Before that, we heard Frank Rizzano doing your Live It Up. And sandwiched in between was Ray Paul and you with Lady Be Mine Tonight. And guess who I have on the phone right now?
Oh,
it's Mr. Ray Paul. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good to hear you, man. I guess you're calling from a baseball game.
Well, excuse all the noise. I'm trying to find the quietest spot I can at the stadium underneath the stands back here. But I just had a crowd of four girls go by yelling and screaming, but it should be okay.
Were they yelling and screaming? Yeah. Were they yelling and screaming? Ray Paul, you must call Crash Course for the Ravers.
I don't think so, but Yes, I've tried. I was going to say, be quiet. I'm on the air.
What baseball game are you at?
Well, I'm at the AAA Rochester Red Wings versus the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Here
it's beautiful 72-degree weather and blue skies. And the beers are flowing.
Very cool. Thank you so much for calling in. So Frank's here. You guys got anything to? When's the last time you guys talked to each other?
Oh, it's been a while back. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. How about you, Frank? Good. How you doing? Boy, they'll have anybody on the air there at MFO.
Frank's a good guy.
I had to squeeze some Ray Paul in there. It's part of my history.
Of course.
Teasing you. So you've been on for a while or what? I'm going to have to listen to the show when I get home because I have the tickets for the game today. So and the weather's been so bad this first beautiful day out here. But yeah, Frank the Hammer, we used to call him back in the day.
That's funny.
Was the original drummer of the Ray Paul and RPM band. And actually, before we formed the band, Frank and I did a single together and also some other tracks that were... some of them showed up on my compilation.
Right.
And one of them is going to show up on a new release coming out later this year.
Which one is that?
Well, Frank brought this to my attention. I completely forgot about a track. When I did my very first single at Euphoria, we did a song called Love Me in the same session.
Oh, so it's something I don't have?
No, you don't have it yet, but it's going to be a vinyl and a digital release, but I'll make sure you get whatever you need to play over there. But
that's great.
It's a song that I completely forgot, and I have to remaster. I'm remastering this collection of... it's going to be about 10 songs. It's going to be a vinyl release and digital release with a little bit of a digital flash drive guitar or something where you've got pictures, videos. It's going to be called Bloody Rubbish.
That sounds awesome.
In parentheses, it says the best and some of the rest. So it's going to be some of my best singles, and then the rest are going to have 3 unreleased tracks, including I Need Your Love Tonight, which you guys have been playing at MFO there consistently since like last September.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure, Ray. You do some great stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to... it was always fun. I want to come back and see you next time I'm in town. And Frank's been doing quite a bit of music on his own, I guess, lately.
We're going to hear a little bit of more of it right now, and we'll play some of you, too. Okay, Ray Paul?
That sounds good. So am I off now, or are you...
We'll
let you enjoy your baseball game. It sounds like a wonderful day for you over there.
Definitely. Good talking to you, Ray.
I just want to say one thing. Frank is probably one of the best drummers I've ever played with. I think it's like a two-way tie. I'm not going to mention the other name, but Frank was the greatest as far as taking direction and just doing the parts right.
Maybe the thigh scrapers need him.
Yeah, you know, well, you never know, you know? I mean, it depends on how much scraping you want him to do.
Well, I'm sure... he'd be the hammer for us as well. I'm sure he wouldn't let us down.
There you go.
Well, listen, have a good interview on the air with Brian. He's a great guy. I love Brian. I love WMFO. They've been so great to me over the years. And good luck with the rest of your new music, Frank. And we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Ray.
Hello. All right. Goodbye, Bob.
Thanks, Ray Paul. Take it easy, brother.
Glad you called in.
Ray Paul on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, I don't know how he heard about that. He was at a baseball game though, and was like, "Oh, I got to call Crash Course."
I know.
I wonder how he got that.
Yeah, because he likes to follow the show.
Yeah, he must be on his phone online and saw people.
Oh, definitely
talking,
definitely.
Right?
And plus, he hit the go button too on the event. He said he was going.
Yep. Well, so he did.
He did. He came, and he's a fan. He's a big fan of yours.
I know. Ray's great. He's been great. What do you want? Well, we're gonna play another one from Frank Rizzano, and then we have Smitty coming up. So Frank, you can hang out if you want.
Sure.
But
I would love to.
We'll say about we'll play some songs in between Smitty. We'll break it up a bit. But which track are we playing?
Beatles. The Beatles' Birthday.
No, didn't you want to do Weekend or something?
Oh, Weekend. Yeah.
Weekend,
okay,
number 17.
Let me introduce this one. This is for my nephew, Jason. He likes this song, and I told him I would try to get it played for him, and here it is. It's called Weekend.
It's queuing up.
This one's for you, Jay.
It's queuing up. So.
All right, we're queuing it up right now. Hang in there.
How come number 17 isn't going for me?
Not going?
Here we go. Number 17, Weekend on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Frank Rizzano, thank you very much, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Keep in touch. Stick around if you want. The show's on till 4. You know, you can pipe in, be part of the peanut gallery. More music. Your request, if you like, 855-915-9636. And Smitty, new stuff from Smitty, coming up.
If you want, it's already here in my head.
What? On one hearing only?
I think so, sire. Yes?
Show us. Does it? Did you try?
Shouldn't it be a bit more? Or this? This. Yes. Better? What do you think?
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.